It's Marketplace Tech for August 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You don't have to be an egalitarian to believe that everybody does better when everybody does better. That goes the other way, too. In the last week, tech stocks have suffered second only to energy stocks on the S&P 500. And while markets around the world have been on a roller coaster ride, startups and venture capitalists have been having their own ups and downs. There's been talk of a tech bubble and unrealistic valuations for months. If the markets continue to drop, it's a good bet that the tech world will be feeling that pain at all levels. That's why we wanted to talk to Paul Kedrowski. He's a managing partner at SK Ventures. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
What does all this public market stuff that's happening mean for the world of private VC funding?
There's a little bit of a period where people are convincing themselves that, you know, what's happening in private markets is insulated from public markets. But that's only true in a very, very short time frame, like a matter of days. After that, then suddenly everyone worries about it because they say, hey, I can't take my company public. Or, hey, it's much harder to raise money from mutual funds for these late-stage private companies because the mutual funds have found out that they've got other problems because the rest of their portfolio is sinking. So, you know, so it's a short-run, long-run thing. And so I think it matters a great deal, and people flatter themselves if they think that by being private, they somehow insulated themselves from the public markets.
What's going to happen with some of the companies that right now are preparing an IPO, like Square or, you know, some of these other companies that are getting ready to go public in this kind of environment if it continues?
Well, we're already seeing that in a couple of IPOs we've drawn now. They're not in tech. They were in biotech. But nevertheless, the point stands that, you know, people's sort of appetite for very, very risky young companies drops off pretty precipitously. So my expectation is if this persists for more than, you know, a couple of days, and we're already, you know, it's late last week and early this week, and it's pretty likely that a lot of stuff gets shuffled later in the calendar. And if it gets shuffled very far, then it'll just, you know, quietly drop right off.
How do you think this environment is different, or do you think this environment is different than the dot-com environment?
Yeah, it's really different in some interesting ways. I suppose the short answer is it's different because rather than coming public, making a bunch of people some money, and then crashing, a lot of these companies were making most of their money for investors long before they go public. Inevitably, public market investors are going to need to take this thing off your hands. And if you ramp the price so high that you can't take it public, doubly so given what's happening in public markets, you're just sitting on this thing forever. You never get to take it public. So in public markets, honestly, I'm not that nervous about it. I am much more nervous about what's happening in private markets, in part because most of the people, and, you know, God bless them, it's young entrepreneurs who are starting all of these new companies, you know, weren't around the last time. So they think the last 5 years are perfectly normal. And my concern is that many of them over the last few years turned down acquisition opportunities, raised money at huge valuations, and they're now, you know, way, way, way out a peninsula and have no way to come back because they're sort of trapped there by their own valuations. And I think that mess is going to get really, really bad.
Paul Kedrowski is co-founder and managing partner at SK Ventures. Paul, thank you for talking with me.
Hey, glad I could help.
By the way, Kedrowski says one thing to watch in the startup world is whether investors and new companies drop their focus on growth and instead start thinking about profit. Twenty years ago, something big started. It started like this. That sound, composed by renowned musician and producer Brian Eno, is what you hear when you started up the Windows 95 operating system. It turns 20 years old this week. If you were using computers back then, this sound likely evokes a reaction of some kind. For me, it's a sense memory involving Duke Nukem and Diet Coke. CNET editor Dan Ackerman says that Windows 95 was actually a really big deal. Hello, Dan.
Hey there to you.
Take me back to 95, when this thing was launched. It was kind of one of the first modern operating systems, right?
It really was the beginning of what we think of as the modern kind of look and feel of personal computers. Before that, you really had to be a little bit of a tech expert to really get up and running, even down to figuring out if your operating system and your hardware was going to work together. You never really thought of computers being super, super mainstream, but they did this big flashy, you know, launch, licensed the Rolling Stones song, Start Me Up. They had big videos. So they really sort of mainstreamed it, and they made it much easier to use. It was the beginning of the graphical user interface era of operating systems, including the Start button, which stays with us today.
All right, so that was 20 years ago now, which is crazy to think about, my freshman year in high school. Now we're looking at Windows 10. Can you compare them?
You know, in a way, you can really see the direct evolution. And you think in Windows 10, they've kind of come back to some of the basics that people liked about Windows 95. You remember in Windows 8, they got rid of the start button and people freaked out. They brought that back in later versions of Windows 8, but it was kind of too late to save, you know, that beast. So Windows 10 is much more traditional feeling. It has a little bit more of that Windows 95 vibe in a way.
I think I've seen a Windows 95 emulator on Reddit or something like that. Do you have any sort of nostalgia for that operating system? I mean, do you miss, I don't know, what do they have, Minesweeper and Solitaire? And, you know, what else was on Windows 95 that you miss?
That's right. All those classics. You know, I think we should look forward, not past. I think Windows 10 does a good job of getting everyone on the same page again, which is what Windows 95 and even Windows 98 did. And that's good because then they have one operating system they need to do security updates and patches for, and that makes it easier for them in the long run.
Dan Ackerman, senior editor at CNET, who believes in Windows 10 like he believed in Windows 95. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, there is actually a website that lets you play with Windows 95. We posted that at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.